Good afternoon. You're listening to 88.9 FM. I'm Janie Gould. School desegregation caused violent racial unrest in many communities in the late 1960s. In Martin County, though, the transition to full integration was fairly smooth. George Brock Scott grew up in Stewart during that era. Now he's an independent film producer and director who lives in Tennessee. He's been back in his hometown recently, recording interviews with others who lived through the era. He's producing a documentary for the Elliott Museum that he said will be a history of quiet heroes.
In Martin County, we had community leaders, and the community itself wanted it to happen gently. This train was coming, and we knew it was going to come, so the people that were in power eased the transition.
Scott wants to shed light on the roles played by the schools, community leaders, two churches, one black and one white, and sports. Then there was the all-important role of music.
There's a local AM radio station, WSTU. Les Combs was the owner of the place. He allowed a community leader named Walter Oden to put on a radio program called the Saturday Night Bongo Party. And this was heard all over the county and even beyond.
The top 40 music?
No, this was rhythm and blues. This was music you didn't hear down here. You could listen to WQAM or some of the other big AM stations.
Out of Miami, Rick Shaw.
Yeah, even WABC out of New York came here at night. But this was our own. I say our own because I enjoyed the music too. I was fooling around on the radio and found it, and I said, what is this? And I heard Walter Oden say, it's the Saturday Night Bongo Party in living color and black and white. You can talk to kids of that era. Everybody knows about the Bongo Party. The black community in Indiantown, the black community in Jensen, in Port Salerno, Hope Sound, and Stewart all listened to it, but so did the white community.
We're in East Stewart now. You're getting ready to interview a man.
Can we talk to you while you're cutting?
I guess so, yeah.
Philip Harvey owns the Harvey Plaza, a barbershop and beauty salon. George and Phil, did you know each other back in the early 70s? Phil?
Unfortunately, no, we did not know each other. I knew his sister. She was in my class. We were the first class to integrate the Martin County school system.
How'd you feel about it?
I was excited. That was the best thing ever happened, to be able to interact and to be a part of Martin County. When that integration took place, you were a true Martin Countyan.
So it brought the community together.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Definitely. A lot closer together.
This man is full of information. He knows everybody, and he knows everything. I'm not going to ask him about some of those things. But what I want to ask him today is, I just talked to Leroy Washington. He's one of the first black policemen of Stewart. And I wanted to ask you, what did it mean to have these black leaders suddenly become leaders of our city as well? Washington became the deputy police chief, and we had a black mayor, Robert Hall.
It brought you pride. You were represented.
Do you remember the bongo parties?
You can't forget that. That was Saturday night. Everybody was ready and waiting. Got your AM radio tuned on, ready, 7 o'clock, bam!
And that brought blacks and whites together.
Music, the universal language of the world. It brings everybody together. I mean, you're driving down the road, you're bouncing, you're on the beach, you're everywhere. You're at the job working, you're in the kitchen working. Everybody just got excited. Everybody was excited.
Scott said the film will be part of the social history section at the new Elliott Museum when its construction is complete. The Historical Society of Martin County, which runs the museum, is seeking support for the documentary project. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, just sitting on the dock of the bay.